Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood, well, kiss me good.
And good morning, Mr. Dean Richards.
That's where you talk.
Live in studio.
They stop singing, you start talking. That's how it works.
I'm sorry about that. How you doing, pal?
I'm exhilarated.
And you were jogging by, and I invited you in.
Yeah,
which is...
well, that's a big lie. But, Schwani, you can tell them. Does the word jog and Dean ever been
no,
in the same
no,
sentence?
No, the word stroll.
Yeah.
Oh, is,
but
we were
not
strolling.
Jog.
Crawl.
Strolling by the studio.
Crawl might be part more track. Now, Schwani is actually here in the Allstate Showcase studio.
He is.
This morning.
Mm-hmm.
You never come in the Allstate Showcase studio during my show.
You know what? We talked
we
about
the show that put you on the map, and I just want to say.
We can change that. I'll be happy
I'm
to
I'm not saying
you
I want you to. I'm just saying, I'm pointing out the obvious.
We actually talked about that off air. I said, if Dean shows up and sees you in this chair, he's going to give you crap for about 10 minutes.
Oh,
at
yeah.
least. At
yeah.
least
no,
for coming
no,
down
not
here.
The first time either.
No, you come down whenever you want. All right.
That's nice.
Hi, Andy.
Dean, how you doing?
Andy's here.
Good
Andy's
to see you.
Andy's here as well. So what
Andy
are you doing on this July 4th?
Commiserating with me.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
The people in his neighborhood.
It was like bombs away last night with fireworks.
I know.
All
yeah.
hours of the
yeah.
night.
Yeah. Till about 2 o'clock.
Is that unreasonable
morning.
To ask people to stop? I mean.
At a certain time.
At a certain time.
Yeah. Like a curfew
yeah.
for fireworks.
Yeah.
You said 4 a.m.?
It was like 1:15, I think, was the last
1:15.
One I heard. Yeah.
And you're adults, and we
That's
have little kids at home.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you got a 4-year-old, 11-year-old hearing big booms in the alley,
yeah.
like just
yeah.
down the street.
Scary. Pets.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Pets.
It's the alley.
Can I be Steve Dale for just
yeah,
a minute?
You can. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, there's a sentence absolutely. I thought I'd never say.
But you know
Come
what?
Come on, the animals freak out with all that. I personally don't get the yeah. let's go in the alley mm-hmm. and blow off M80s.
Yeah. Well, see, and I live in a neighborhood that I'm surrounded by policemen and firemen. And that is probably the most.
And when Dave means that is they're staking out his house.
probably. But yeah, I think there's a certain cutoff that there should be, like 10 o'clock or something like that from a noise perspective.
Yeah, you kids.
That's what it feels
get
like.
Yeah, my
yeah,
kids.
Oh, I have become the old man.
Yeah. Become. I've known you for 30 years. You've been an
old
man.
Man then. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kids making noise in the neighborhood.
We were talking.
Trying to sleep.
Kids making noise.
We were talking.
Kids stop talking.
We were talking earlier that when I was a kid, my grandfather used to light the firecrackers and used to go across state lines and he'd light them with the edge of his cigarette.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd be like. Okay. Oh, like try to put your hand underneath
yeah,
it. Yeah, very
efficient.
Yeah, getting that done. Yeah.
Did he light the match on his face?
He did not. I don't believe he did. But those are memories, you know, creeping up. But, you know, leave it to the professionals as far as I'm concerned, as far as the throwing out the fireworks. Leave it
I
to
agree.
Them.
I agree. You know, if only there were a professionally run fireworks display.
Yeah,
maybe even tonight.
Going
yeah.
on tonight.
There might
yeah.
be one. Like a quarter of a million.
I heard
people.
About
you know what?
At
I, you know what
Taylor.
I love.
Yeah.
I could. You could go to one of these displays where there's like a million people all
yeah.
crammed into one place.
Yeah.
Oh, say like Navy Pier.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and that's fine. That's fun to see in person. But what's really fun is sitting at home in your underwear,
your boxers, yeah,
and watching it on television.
Yeah,
that would be ideal if there were something like that.
Like around 9:30, something like
yeah,
that.
Around
yeah,
around just a little before 9:30 yeah. is really what I
yeah.
would prefer.
Channel 44.
What? Spectrovision?
44?
USNS. TV 44.
Boy, if only there was something like that.
Yeah. That might be something tonight to come up with. You might do something like
Let
that.
Let me see if I could make a couple of calls
yeah,
and make
you do that
happen
please? That'd be, that'd
on
be
the
fun.
Big number nine.
That'd be fun. So what happens tonight at 9:30?
What?
I heard there's a rumor.
There, you mean the big fireworks?
There's a big fireworks thing going on, yeah.
The one that's called Chicago Summer Blast,
yes,
that
exactly,
one?
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Just before 9:30 tonight yeah. on WGN-TV, we'll broadcast the official city fireworks from Navy Pier. I'll be hosting, which I've memorized my entire, my part
okay.
of this whole thing.
Oh, of course you have.
And now here are the fireworks. And then 15 minutes later, I go, and those are the fireworks.
Wow.
I have a little bit more, slightly more than that.
You do a lot of prep. You do a lot of prep work.
Basically, I'm, you know, that's what I'm good at.
Yeah.
I nailed it right there. Just nailed it.
Yeah. I've been rehearsing for the past couple of days. I got it memorized and everything. But it starts at 9:30 tonight, so you'll be able to watch the fireworks display. And over the past several days also, we've been asking people to vote for their favorite patriotic movies.
Yeah, I saw that on your Facebook page. Yeah.
We've had tons of response. One movie, an overwhelming favorite.
Okay.
Hands down, landslide winner, but lots of very interesting choices that we can talk about if you like.
Yeah. What was the top one so far?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, you can't. That's for tonight.
No, I'm not telling you.
That's a reveal for tonight.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to say Yankee Doodle Dandy was a favorite. That's a classic.
Not familiar with that one.
No. We only talked about it for like 10 minutes on Sunday.
I don't know what you're talking about, Sean. I've never over-promoted any program that I'm involved in, Bozo Gar and Ray, coming up this holiday season.
Christmas, yeah.
But is most patriotic movies to you, does that mean just it's got to be a military movie of some sort? Because I'm, you know.
No, it's been interesting how the kinds of movies that people have been responding to. There have been some military movies. American Sniper was probably the number one of military movies, and that movie is more than just about military, about the Iraqi veteran who comes home. It's about post-traumatic stress disorder,
mm-hmm. Right.
Also, but a lot of people take that as being a super patriotic movie. There have been, like, some of the old John Wayne movies, that people voted on. There have been some anti-war movies.
Oh, interesting.
Probably the leading vote-getter in that category, Born on the 4th of July, the Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
Which is very, you know, decidedly anti-war, some would say pro-human movies. So, but in between that, there are musicals and dramas.
Americana, say maybe Apollo 13, you know, a little bit of Americana. Maybe.
Are you the one that voted that in?
I did not. I just thought about that one. What about Jaws? Wasn't Jaws, didn't that take place on July 4th weekend?
Well, I don't think we got any votes for that.
Yeah.
But
I remember that. That was the Independence Day weekend. I think that all that happened.
I'd have to go back and watch the movie again.
Yeah.
But I'm scared of Jaws.
I never looked at it as a horror film. I always thought it was just kind of like a little adventurous kind of little
it's terrifying.
It is terrifying. I never thought it was like a horror movie, like you think scary monster type things.
Yeah, but I don't know why that one scares me, but Sharknado 1, 2, 3, and 4, I love.
You love 4.
And oh man, am I looking forward to the Michael Phelps versus the shark special that's coming out?
Yeah, we were talking about that over the weekend.
Yeah,
and just how they're going to do that. And
did you hear about this? The Michael, there's going to be a special. I think it's on the Discovery Channel because they always bring quality programming no matter what they do. That was the channel that gave us the Walenda guy that walked on the wire from Marina City to
right across the street,
whatever the building was across.
Okay. Time Life building.
Time Life building.
Right. Yeah.
So, in this one, Michael Phelps is going to, we don't know entirely how this is going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a race between Michael Phelps and a great white shark.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah.
And I presume they're going to be separated by something.
Yeah.
They would better be.
I think it would be much more interesting television if they weren't.
Yes, it would.
Then we'll see really how fast Michael Phelps can swim.
Yeah. You do? You have that, Joey?
One trained to be the best since the day he was born.
Yes.
The other has been perfected by evolution.
The Legion.
The Great White Shark.
A joke.
Meets tonight. The greatest of all time. Phelps versus Shark. The battle for ocean supremacy starts Sunday, July 23rd at 8 on Discovery. And watch live on the Discovery Go app.
After Chicago's summer blast.
See, I love this. This I love. Jaws still scares me.
Yeah.
Even though now when you watch Jaws, the shark definitely looks like a rubber shark.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Looks completely hokey and fake.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's white knuckly.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the whole shark thing, when Fonz jumped the shark, very scary to me. Yeah.
That was
very concerned.
That was scary in many ways. That's very true.
We have to break and take a
look. Yeah, so we're going to reveal the top five patriotic movies right after the fireworks.
Cool.
Don't leave when the fireworks end.
But you can submit it on your Facebook page, though, right?
Well, we're pretty much tabulated by now.
Okay, all right. Okay,
but if you want enough. To, go ahead. I'm not going to read it, but you can.
We've got to take a look at traffic because it's just crazy this morning. Sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Here's Susan. Will you be singing this tonight?
Maybe.
Nice. Dean just switched chairs with me.
Watching, yeah. For those of you watching on WGNRadio.com,
yeah.
I was sitting in the guest chair before because technically I am a guest right now. I'm not a host. But I'm just not comfortable being in the guest chair.
Yeah, you looked uncomfortable.
You went to the bathroom. That'll teach you.
Yeah,
I know. And I'm now in the main host position where
yes, I normally am.
And may I say, you have these fancy headphones here.
Do you like those?
Beats, is that
what
they're called?
Yeah.
I don't know why they would name headphones after a root vegetable, but they have. I actually, nothing against your headphones. I prefer the cheapy ones that you're wearing.
I like those. They kind of like suck into my head. I think. I got a skinny head. You got a big head.
I do have a,
you got a big noggin.
Steve Cochran, the Museum of Large Heads. I'm right there with him.
Exactly.
I'm going to take these off.
Okay. All right. So
you don't need my head sweating.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. So you're grilling this weekend probably.
Well,
this week?
Actually, no. Not at home. I grilled on TV yesterday.
Yeah. What'd you do?
We did all kinds of things. We grilled the pizza, first of all.
Ooh, I like that.
By far, the most popular thing when I cook on TV, people love when I do pizzas on the grill. And they're so easy to do. Incredibly easy, incredibly
delicious. Do you do it on a
stone,
or what are you grilling
on? I don't do them on a stone. A lot of people do them on a stone. I don't think it's necessary. A lot of people also start with dough. They make their own dough with the yeast, or they buy canned dough and they stretch out their own dough. That's a pain in the neck. You can, the stores sell those pre-baked pizza crusts already.
So there's some stability to the bottom of
there
at that point.
A little stability, but you take that, you put that on the grill for a second.
Right on the grill.
Low to medium heat. You don't want to cook these too fast. Low to medium heat till the one side of the pizza crust gets kind of cooked. You flip it over, take it off the grill, flip it over. On the side that you've just toasted, that's where you put your toppings.
Okay.
And we did a margarita pizza yesterday with a base of tomato sauce with some fresh heirloom tomatoes cut thinly with some slices of mozzarella cheese and then sprinkled some grated mozzarella on top of that.
What temperature are you doing this at?
It's like low to medium on a gas grill.
Okay.
But if you're doing it on a charcoal grill, even better, because you're going to get a really nice smoky taste then. Do it in direct heat. Do it on the side where there are no coals.
Okay.
Because now at this point, you've cooked one side of your pizza crust. You're going to put it back on the grill. Now on the bottom, you've got the uncooked side. And I would say if you leave it on the grill for like 5 minutes, that's more than enough. More than enough. You don't want to leave it on there
after
too long.
After you flipped it and after you put your toppings on.
After the toppings are on
nice.
We did, I'd done a grilled mixed vegetable pizza ahead of time. I grilled some fresh zucchini, some fresh green pepper, some fresh red pepper. Set that aside. Did the same thing with the pizza crust. Base of tomato sauce. Put the now grilled vegetables, which have a nice smoky caramelized taste to them, on the topping of the pizza, a little mozzarella, put it back on the grill, flip it over, put it back on the grill, medium to low heat, and it melts up. I did a barbecue chicken pizza, same way, delicious.
Nice.
I did a Mexican nacho pizza.
Oh, wow. So this is all pizzas,
interesting. A base of refried beans on the crust, some chopped tomatoes and chili peppers on top of that, and shredded cheddar cheese.
Ooh, that's
this
nice.
Time on top of
I like that. Yeah.
And baked it up. And it came. I have to say that was my least favorite of the. I think.
Really? Okay.
The refried beans, I think, are a little heavy on a pizza.
Right.
I think the next time I do that, I'm just going to put some nice picante sauce on there.
I've seen you do fruit on the grill, too. Fruit on the grill.
I did, grilled peaches on the grill.
Ooh,
fresh
that's nice.
Peaches.
Yeah. A little brown sugar, or you just let it caramelize itself?
I just let it caramelize by itself. There's so much good natural sugar. I've done pineapple
I love
on the
pineapple
grill.
On the grill with like
delicious.
Pork chops and stuff. Yeah, I love
Yesterday,
that.
Yesterday, I did grilled watermelon. Hang on. Take that grimace off your face.
Okay.
You looked like your 4-year old trying to eat some broccoli.
Sorry.
Watermelon. How bad could it be? You take the watermelon, you cut it kind of thick, a little on the thick. It's got to be a little on the thick side because you're just putting it on the grill long enough to get some grill marks on it. But when you do that, it's going to give off a lot of water and shrink up a little bit.
Okay.
So I grilled that. I took the grilled watermelon, put a slice of grilled watermelon, a slice, a very thin slice of feta cheese,
ooh,
very thin slice of heirloom tomato, little sprinkle, wow, of balsamic vinegar on it. So delicious. The watermelon doesn't get mushy. Doesn't hit,
okay.
It has a nice smoky taste now. And the sweetness of the watermelon, the saltiness of the feta cheese,
yeah,
and a nice fresh tomato. Like I had chosen some heirloom tomatoes because they looked really nice in the store. Jewel Food Store is our fine sponsor of my grilling segment, oh, nice, by the way. They had some really beautiful heirloom tomatoes. And this is a side. It's like a caprese salad,
okay,
sort of.
And, well, that's nice.
Really delicious.
I wouldn't imagine a watermelon on a grill.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I did a Greek-style potato salad, which is different. It's basically like regular potato salad, except you don't use mayonnaise. On a hot day, who wants mayonnaise
at
a picnic or barbecue a hot day? This is a little olive oil, a little red wine vinegar, a little lemon, and it's absolutely delicious.
So warm potato salad.
Well, no. You can do it warm.
Yeah.
I had boiled the potatoes the night before. And then I just put them on the grill at the last minute just to crisp them up a little bit.
That sounds
nice.
And
then mixed it all together. All the recipes are online, by the way.
Nice.
Plus, you can actually see me grilling. You can see.
nice.
I did burn something beyond recognition on the show yesterday. I was doing
nice when that happens live, yeah.
Pesto shrimp on the grill, which I've made before at home. It's delicious. Unfortunately, when I made it on television, I started talking to somebody and forgot
and it was
that
over.
They were on the grill. And Andy, if you could get those over to Coach Q, if yes, he needs any extra hockey pucks.
Absolutely, I'll do that.
They were kind of large shrimp that unfortunately got
nice,
completely toasted. But
nice.
I've got all the recipes online at WGNTV.com.
And you're not barbecuing today because you're going to be hosting an event tonight.
Well, as long as you bring it up,
you don't like to gloat.
A program that I'm involved in, Chicago's Summer Blast. Tonight at 9:30, it's actually just before 9:30, about 9:25-ish, we're showing the city's official fireworks display at Navy Pier. After the fireworks display, Chicago's top patriotic movies.
At Navy Pier, and then you'll arrive around 4 signing autographs for a few hours, which is nice.
Anytime I can hang out with about a million really sweaty,
sweaty
people,
guys,
I'm in.
Very
I'm
cool.
in for something like that.
Enjoy your 4th, buddy.
I think I like Schwani being here in the studio.
I do too. It's nice to have these guys down here.
I'll be down here Sunday to bother you.
It's very Cochran-esque with his whole entourage in here.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. I like it too.
True.
All right, buddy.
True.
Have a great 4th.
All right. Well, happy 4th, everybody. And
fun tonight.
Joey, what do we have coming up next on the show?
You have Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill.
Oh.
Stay tuned for that.
My grilling tips.
Let's
see what he can burn beyond recognition.
No, and Weber Grill Restaurant is actually going to be at the Arlington Heights Parade, and they're going to be grilling as they're going and throwing out thousands of freshly cooked burgers to the crowd.
Oh, yeah, what could go wrong with that?
Well, we're going to find out after this on 720 WGN.